Started. We do have a quorum. Welcome to the Transportation Committee meeting. We have Senator Huggins, Senator Menard here, and myself, Senator Kukesh. We have today CS for House Bill number 131, Transportation, an act entitled, an act establishing the Alaska Community and Public Transportation Advisory Board and related to Long Range Community and Public Transportation Plan and providing for an effective date. That's the only thing we have on the agenda today. Today is February 9th. It's now 2:07. PM. I want to thank you all for being here today, and I'd like to ask Kathy Munoz, Representative Munoz, to come forward and put yourself on the record and give us your testimony, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Kathy Munoz, Representative for District 4 here in Juneau. I really appreciate you hearing the bill. HB 131, if adopted, will give a voice to seniors and people with disabilities in transportation planning. HB 131 creates a community and transportation advisory board to assist programs of state, federal, and local agencies that provide community-based transportation services. There are approximately 50 federally funded programs through the various agencies that funnel money into Alaska for transportation programs. Public and community transportation connects community and supports development. Some of the programs in my community that offer transportation services, of course, Capital Transit, SAIL, Southeast Alaskans Independent Living, Caravan, and other organizations. It's very important to coordinate the efforts of the various transportation organizations in the state to better coordinate between agencies, to avoid duplication, to provide better service, to save money, and to be more efficient. This legislation, HB 131, is supported by the Alaska Mobility Coalition, the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education, the Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, the Alaska Commission on Aging, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, the Alaska Brain Injury Network, and the Alaska Suicide Prevention Council, and also AARP. And I just want, before closing, share a story with why an effort like this is so important. We've heard lots of stories from around Alaska on why coordinated efforts are needed, but one story really caught my attention, and it was a woman traveling from rural Alaska to Anchorage. She was in a wheelchair. She got to Anchorage and was not able to hire a cab because the cab could not accommodate her wheelchair. And so in order for her to get to her doctor's appointment, the only alternative she had was to call the ambulance. You can imagine how expensive and unnecessary that is if we are able to better coordinate what we're offering. So in closing, public transportation is vital. The Community and Transportation Advisory Board will work toward finding solutions to maintain and better our public transportation system in Alaska. I appreciate your support and encourage you to move the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If you just stay for a minute, Alaska, if there's any questions from members of the committee, and I'd like to recognize Senator Thomas, who's joined us today. Thank you very much for being here.
Sorry I'm late. Yeah.
No, it's understandable. Any questions from members of the committee? Would you go ahead? Yes, Senator Menard.
I was just wondering what kind of impacts that the Coordinated Transportation Task Force has achieved so far since just like they've established this.
Well, the Mobility Coalition, I speak specifically to the work of the Mobility Coalition, and this is a specific recommendation to establish a board that would be able to have input into the transportation planning process for the Department of Transportation. So this is a new effort. It sunsets in 2016. The only area where I would suggest possible change is to extend that even a little further, because the federal highway reauthorization is currently being debated in Congress and has not yet been re-implemented. That's a five-year extension. And you know, I think it's important that this effort would match that reauthorization period.
Senator Menard, yes.
Follow up to, as you know, as in these times, we try not to grow government. Or is there been consideration for a professional staff person to serve to help the advisory board? has that been?
The staff at the Department of Transportation are able to accommodate within their own staff this effort.
So an additional person wouldn't be hired for that. Okay, thank you.
Senator Huggins. Yes,
yeah,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just go on the record saying I support this bill and appreciate Representative Munoz bringing it forward on behalf of the community. And I'd just like to say hello to my friends in the coalition for mobility.
Any other questions for Representative Munoz? If not, thank you very much. She does have another one.
Has the governor been engaged in also going forward with this task force?
We have staff from the Department of Transportation. I don't want to speak on behalf of the governor, but certainly if you wanted to
direct it. I just wondered if there was a coordinated effort. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Very much appreciated. Let's ask the Department of Transportation to come forward, Ms. Robinson, if you would, please. Put yourself on the record, and we'd like to hear from you on this particular legislation, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Jeff Otteson, Director of Program Development at DOT. And in a way, I wear two hats here. I'm also the chair of the Coordinated Transportation Task Force that the governor appointed. And there are other members here who can also speak to that. But speaking as the director, I'd like to just kind of point out three quick things. One is the need, one is the money that's involved, and one is why is coordination important. The need, 11% of Alaskans are in need of coordinated transportation. The task force and the consultant effort determine that through a pretty careful process. It's easy to double count because some people fall into more than one classification. Seniors can also be disabled, for example. And so you have to kind of figure out, with all the concern about privacy, you have to figure out a way how to get down to real numbers. So 80,000 people, that number's growing. We have the fastest rate of growth in our senior population of all 50 states. We also have the highest percent of vets in our population, veterans. So, and some of those are coming back and they have disabilities, so they too are part of this audience. Money, there's at least $80 million we identified that's at stake. So if that money can be made, can be used more efficiently and more effectively, you ultimately are delivering both the lower cost service in some cases, if you can avoid the ambulance ride that Representative Marneau talked about, but you can also deliver service in a way that is really better for those people who are relying upon it. Things are made more available, things are more convenient to use. If you've ever tried to ride transit, particularly on a multi-step trip, it's a pretty daunting process. Why is coordination important? Well, it's one of those issues that naturally aligns itself, not within a single department in state government, but across several departments. Likewise, at the federal level, the money comes to us in many different federal programs administered by the several different state departments. And then we, in turn, pass the money down to local agencies and nonprofits who are really the people where the rubber meets the road, who are delivering services. So it's very hard to get coordination when you've got so much, the authority and the rules are in both directions, are a big matrix of federal agencies, state agencies, and local nonprofit tribal organizations. DOT has been trying to coordinate under a President Bush executive order for almost a dozen years, and, you know, we've been effective. We've made progress. There are communities that have very good coordination plans, but I can tell you that coordination dies the moment one key person in a community leaves that job. You know, it dies when one key person in one of these state agencies no longer has that job, and the new person doesn't understand coordination and doesn't think it's a priority. And that's why coordination has value. You need some way to nudge all these different organizations to pull the oar on the same beat in the same direction. So. That's all I have to say right now.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Allison, for being here. First, let me ask if there's any questions from members of the committee. Seeing none, thank you so much for being here. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify? Thank you for being here today. If you would put yourselves on the record individually, of course, and give us your testimony.
First of all, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for actually listening to us. My name is Camille Ferguson. I'm a representative of the Alaska Mobility Coalition, and
I'm Jennifer Beckman. I'm also with the Alaska Mobility Coalition.
Okay.
We also participated on the Governor's Transportation Task Force, mm-hmm. and I am the executive director of a nonprofit organization that provides public transportation in the central Kenai Peninsula.
Thank you very much. Do you have testimony you'd like to offer?
Yes. First of all, I really appreciate the fact that I was appointed to serve on the task force. The task force worked really hard together in almost 2 years working on a plan on how to present a coordination plan. And by doing so, going through the exercise, we really see the value of this, to realize that there's $80 million worth of transportation in the state of Alaska, and then we have unmet needs, and a lot of it is just because of the inefficiencies of coordination. So this bill would be definitely something worth, you know, worth doing for the state of Alaska. I believe that Jeff really kind of, you know, took all the words that I had to say to you, and I think he said it very well. Okay. But that's what I'd like to express, and just thank you for listening to us yesterday as we were knocking on the doors expressing our concern.
Any questions for the young lady testifying this morning, this afternoon? Thank you. Would you state your name again, please, for any testimony you'd like?
Jennifer Beckman.
Okay.
And I don't know that I could add anything more without repeating what's already been said.
Okay.
But I do have to say that I was amazed at how much money is being spent, and I think that we can spend that money more effectively and serve our consumers a lot more effectively if we coordinate. So I ask that you support this bill wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Menard.
Have you, and I know you've thought of this and I'm sure you're in agreement of it, but what is one of the first tasks, if this advisory board goes through, that you would tackle? What would be the number one task for priority?
Well, there's actually quite a bit of tasks.
There was quite a bit
because the amount of time
overalling an overall.
I think getting all the state departments that are receiving federal funds to talk more about what they're doing with their dollars.
So there's no repetition.
To reduce duplication of service.
So all the stakeholders, and then figure if there's.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, thank you for your testimony this afternoon. Is there anybody else in the room that would like to testify? Yes, please come forward and join us at the front if you would. And could you state your name and for the record, please, and give us your testimony.
My name is Marie Darlin, and I'm here testifying for AARP. And within your packet, you already have our testimony and support from last year. And so I would just want to say that in some of the meetings throughout the state of both AARP, and I also serve on the Commission on Aging, when we go to these different places, transportation is one of the biggest concerns that a lot of them have, just because there is no coordination. In Juneau, we're lucky that there's a good deal of coordination going on with our transportation system here, and that's why we actually received the national award for the services that we provide. But we know that in other areas, there's a lot of lack of coordination, let's say, or a lot of concerns from both your seniors and your disabled on how they can get to where they need to go. And we really do see this as an opportunity then for all those areas of the state then to look at how they can coordinate it so that it would better serve all their people. And we know it can be done. So this is, we think, one of the best ways to start looking at this statewide, because it is a concern statewide. And with that, we urge your support of the bill.
Thank you. Questions for the presenter this afternoon? Don't see any. Thank you very much for your testimony today. Before we go any further, I want to take the privilege of being the chairman today to introduce Sophie Clark, who's sitting to my right behind me. She's a student at Klawak High School. She's from Craig, and she's a junior in the school, and she's doing what we call in the building following. She's spending some time in our office and spending time following me around for the next couple of days, so appreciate just having her here. She's learning a lot. Any other person in the audience who would like to testify? Seeing none, we don't have anybody else to testify. With that, I'm going to close public testimony and ask if there's any discussion among members of the committee. I'd like to move this bill out of here today, if we could, and out of the committee, the next committee of referral. If there's no other discussion, I'd like to have a motion from one member of the committee. Is Senator Menard?
I move to move the CS for H. Bill 131 with individual recommendations and any attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, then the bill is moved out of committee. Thank you very much for your testimony today. We are adjourned. And if you would just say to sign the little piece of paper, we'd be happy to move on.